Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Alden Coleman with the Stutzman County Museum. And Alden, welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hey, thank you for taking time out of your day, Alden, to join us here on Let's Talk About It. Now, we're going to talk about the upcoming front porch chats. These usually go every summer through the course of the summer. A great way to learn information about the area, the museum, and we're going to talk more about those. But first, Alden, can you tell us a little bit more about the museum? Just tell us about the Stutzman County Museum.
Well, the museum is in the old Lutz Mansion. It was built in 1907 by George Lutz. He was one of the Jamestown pioneers, and it's four floors of full of memorabilia, and we have lots of stuff to see.
Yeah, now, I'm sure there's a lot of individuals in our area that have never been there before, and you guys had some great stuff. The gazebo was finished just a couple, I think it was 2 years ago now.
I think, this will be the third summer.
Third summer that it's there. So lots of great things to check out there. I've stopped there once before, and I could probably stop again, and I'd see things that I didn't see the first time.
There's still things that I find that I didn't know was there. And I've been with the museum since about 1990, around 1990.
Yeah.
I've been there a long time.
Yeah, long time. Lots of great things there. So I do encourage people to go and check the museum out and learn more about our history and the things that it has there. But a great thing that you guys put on, it's been going on, I don't know how long, these front porch chats.
I think this is about the eighth or ninth year of the front porch chats. We have them every Sunday. The first one this year is going to be on the 11th of June, and features Lynn Boyd. She's going to be talking about some history of World War One, of local individuals that were in World War One. So that'll be an interesting thing. And they go through the summer every Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and until the end of August, and then we stop the front porch chats. We don't do the chats into September. We are still open in September.
Now, the museum, is that open year round, or is that only through the summer?
No, usually the museum opens on Memorial Day weekend, and we close at the end of September. So we go through September, mainly because there are some school classes and things that school's back in session, so some of the classes come in and visit the museum in September.
Awesome. Alden Coleman again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We're talking about the Stutzman County Museum and the Front Porch Chats, which again begin June 11th, and they're every Sunday, like Alden said, at 2 o'clock. Those are free, and people can come and check those out anytime, right?
Yep, they're absolutely free. We do take donations, however.
Okay. So, well, because, it's a nonprofit, right? You guys are running entirely off nonprofit.
Well, we get some funding from the county, and we get some funding from tourism to pay our greeters.
Okay.
But otherwise, we depend on the public for support. For about half of our support, we depend on donations for about half of it.
Wonderful. Perfect. So those front porch chats, just a lot of history that's shared in those. I people have told me that they're worth checking out if you're in the area.
We've had everything on that from how to do scrimshaw to how to nap flint to make knives to photographic tours of small towns in North Dakota to histories of individuals that were up at Fort Seward to the history of George Lutz all these. I mean, anything is wide open. If anybody has a topic that they'd like to speak for about 20 minutes on, they're only about 20 minutes long.
Okay.
They don't take much out of your day. 20 minutes and a little time for questions, and we have coffee and cookies, and the cookies, by the way, are provided every year. They have been for the last many years by Gate City's bank.
Okay.
So they provide free cookies for everybody, so, and they have great cookies, so stop in and have a cookie and a cup of coffee and listen to the chat for 20 minutes.
Awesome. Very good. Every Sunday, like Alden said, starting June 11th with Lynn Boyd, that'll be a great chat. So check those out. Check out the Stutzman County Museum. Alden, if anybody has questions, they want to ask you questions about the museum, are there a couple of ways they can get a hold of you guys?
They can contact the museum, leave a message, or we have someone there from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock every day, except weekend. Weekends, we're only open from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5, but during the week, we're open from 10 in the morning until 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So stop in and see us and sign our guest register and look around.
Awesome. Yeah. One question too for you, Alden, before we wrap this up. Are you guys ready for the tourism season? I'm sure that's one of your busiest seasons, the summertime.
Yeah, that's the only time we're open. Yeah. So yeah, we're ready for it. Yeah, yeah. We spend about a week or so before we open to get everything cleaned up and ready for the season. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm definitely going to stop by, check it out, and I might take in a front porch chat or two. So check those out. And Alden, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Warren.